The University of Alaska is looking at healthcare plan changes. The university covers more than 80% of the cost of health insurance for about 4,000 employees. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, many of the plan changes are aimed at reining in costs, which are rising 7 to 10% a year.
A joint healthcare committee representing union staff and administration came up with 9 health plan change proposals. One would spread costs over more people by eliminating workers' current option of rejecting UA coverage. University spokeswoman Kate Wadham says there's also a $1,200 surcharge for spouses who have other insurance options.
It's not surcharging all spouses. It's people who make a decision to come over to the university plan who already otherwise have access to another insurance.
Another change implements new insurance plan tiers for the addition of 1, 2, or 3 or more children. Joint Healthcare Committee Chair, University of Alaska Fairbanks Professor Abel Bull-Ito says it's about fairness.
Every person who is on the healthcare plan will contribute to the cost of the plan. So the idea was that to increase the tiers, to increase 1 child, 2 children, or more than 3 children, would more evenly spread the costs to those people who have more people on the plan.
The changes follow across-the-board healthcare premium increases this spring. Juella Sparks, chair of the UA Staff Alliance, says unrepresented employees do not have guaranteed raises and are hit harder by health insurance hikes.
I've heard many staff say that their take-home pay, that the money that they get to take home at the end of the day, is going down because the cost of their healthcare benefits and other things are going up. That's the challenge here, is people feel like they're going backwards.
Not all the health plan changes add costs. One enhances the wellness program. UA's Wadham says healthy living will be rewarded.
There will be a preferred pricing program for people who are active and maintain healthier lifestyles.
Health Committee Chair Bull-Ito says the voluntary wellness program starts with basic biometrics like weight and blood pressure, with points awarded for good numbers and positive changes.
If people, achieve increases in their health, whether it's more activity, did they get their flu shot, did they lose some weight, then that might be tied to some incentives.
Bull-Ito says the details of the health plan changes won't be set until a February meeting. He says one thing that has not been talked about is whether employee insurance charges should correspond with level of compensation. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.